Artana Avon, a community conversations always available for you at SkiCountryRadio.com. So be sure to go check those out. Again, it's so great to be sitting down this week with Patty for another exciting podcast episode. Patty, you just dropped so much knowledge on us last time. I had to invite you back to share even more and to dive into all the programs that we have available for our local workforce housing, because it is so important. But before we kind of get things started, Patty, listen, tell us a little bit about your role at the Town of Avon.
Sure, and thanks for having me back, Jordan. I am the housing planner at the Town of Avon, so I help with creating policy and programs, and hopefully we can get some new development for our local workforce out of the ground.
Absolutely. And listen, you guys have, presented to the community a couple of housing programs, which are just amazing. And I know local folks have taken advantage of them. We've got the Mikasa program. You've got the Good Deeds program. I'd love if you could dive into and talk to us about both of those programs. And maybe we could start with the Mikasa program. It's such wonderful information. And there's just so many wonderful assets available to locals and our local workforce who are, kind of considering purchasing a house. So what does Mikasa have to offer?
Sure. The Mikasa Avon program is wonderful. It provides local buyers with a 12% cash contribution at closing in exchange for recording a resident occupied deed restriction on that home. And that home does need to be purchased within the Town of Avon jurisdictional boundary. And what that does is it gives you, again, that 12% cash contribution with a maximum allowance of $100,000. So if you do purchase a home that's like $1 million, you're probably gonna max out that $100,000. And there is no purchase price maximum on that home. So again, if you purchase, a $1.2 million home, you're just gonna max out at the $100,000.
Gotcha. Now, the Mikasa program, is that just exclusive to Avon?
Correct. Yes. So only within the jurisdictional boundaries of the Town of Avon.
Okay.
But it's been great. It's been really popular. We've seen a lot of activity, but most of the activity has been down on the valley floor.
Okay. I love that. And we also have the Good Deeds program as well. Can you kind of talk to us a little bit about what the Good Deeds program offers our local workforce?
Yes. And this is a fairly new program. We got it up and running in July of this year. So July of 2025. And this is a partnership program with the Eagle County Housing and Development Authority. And they've had the Good Deeds program up and running since mid-2021. Now, this one, again, is only available within the jurisdictional boundaries of the Town of Avon. If you use the original Good Deeds program, it's available throughout Eagle County, so I just wanted to note that.
Oh, okay.
So the Good Deeds Avon program, since it's a partnership program, you will get a 30% cash contribution at closing, which is substantial. Now, this is also in exchange for recording a deed restriction. However, this deed restriction is going to be a price-capped deed restriction. There is a maximum purchase price of $1,250,000. So what that translates to is, as a buyer, you can get up to $375,000 towards the purchase of your home.
Well, that's wild. That's great. Okay.
I know. And if you want to know how this works, I can give you the simple math because, Jordan, I don't do math.
Yeah, throw it at us. Why don't you?
Okay. So let's say you find a home in Avon that you love and it's $1 million. Eagle County and Avon will combine that funding for 30%. So you would get, on $1 million purchase price, you would get a $300,000 purchase at closing towards the purchase of your home. So if I do the math on that, $1 million less the $300,000 gets you down to a price of $700,000. So this is where you're going to start, sort of where your loan value is going to start at. Now, you are required to bring 3% of your own funds. So you do have to bring a little bit of a down payment. If you have more funds, awesome. Bring more down payment. That's always encouraged because it's going to reduce the amount of your monthly mortgage payment. So this will go towards reducing your loan amount if you bring more. Now, the details for your loan amount are going to be between you and your lender, and any additional down payment that you're bringing is going to be between you and your lender. But for our purposes, that deed restriction that we purchased is $300,000. And that's what we consider the buy down. That's the value of the deed restriction. So when we go to calculate your maximum purchase price later on, your purchase price starts at the $700,000. So $1 million minus the $300,000 that we bought the deed restriction for, leaves you with a $700,000 home price. And then from there, we start calculating your incremental appreciation every year.
I love that. Now, I totally apologize. I'm going to like backtrack here a little bit.
Sure.
The Mikasa program, does that place a deed restriction on the home?
Yes.
It does.
So the difference is it's a resident-occupied deed restriction. So there's no restriction on the appreciation. So just both of these deed restrictions require you to live in the home as a primary resident, and you have to work here in Eagle County full-time year-round.
Okay, gotcha.
And so there's just not going to be that restriction on the pricing for the Mikasa Avon one. With good deeds, there's a restriction on the appreciation. So a lot of people can kind of familiarize themselves with that because they can say, oh, Miller Ranch is like that. I have a friend who lives in Miller Ranch, and they have something similar.
Okay. So it's kind of like that appreciation cap over at Miller Ranch.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And the appreciation cap is going to be different than Miller Ranch. It's different than some of the other places. This one is between 0 and 3% simple interest. And the way that we determine between 0 and 3% simple interest is we look at what the wage growth for Eagle County was during that time period. So the whole idea is that the price of the home increases at the same rate as the wages in Eagle County.
Awesome information from Patty. Thank you so much for joining us. We got part two coming up. We're going to be answering your questions, housing@avon.org. And also, don't forget, we've got a whole lot of fun coming up right here in the town of Avon with the turkey trot and a fireworks. We're going to talk about all of that on a future episode. So keep it right here on Community Conversations with the town of Avon.